Hello there, you're listening to Audacity, the Authentic Entrepreneur Podcast, especially for female founders. I'm your host, Claire Akers. In this space, you'll hear me talk about anything and everything you need to build an authentic and aligned business that's capable of changing the world. I'm a mum of three, entrepreneur and founder of two businesses so far, and an authenticity coach since 2007. Most importantly, I'm a cheerleader for those of you who have been brave and audacious enough to risk it all, follow your heart and build a business. So welcome to the Audacity Podcast. I'm so glad you're here and let's dive in to the episode. This is all about how to set 2024 goals that stick. Anybody can set a goal. Anybody can have a fantastic New Year's resolution that sounds awesome, but it's how to make them stick that is the real secret. So are you ready to set some goals for the year ahead? Goals that are audacious, that make your bum clench a little bit when you think of, holy Jeff, can I actually achieve this? You know, the kind of ones that make your guts fizzle and your fingers tingle and you just think, oh my gosh, that would just be wonderful if I could have that in my life. That is what we're talking about today. Maybe you've already set some New Year's resolutions, and maybe you have already fallen off the wagon with those New Year's resolutions, and I've done this so many times myself, start negotiating with yourself. Oh, it won't matter if I just have this, or I'll just ease myself into it. Or, you know, you've already started the negotiation and the compromising on those goals. Maybe you've set some goals already, but for whatever reason, they just don't feel right to you. You know, it sounds like you're talking a good game, but actually, then maybe not your goals. They don't feel aligned with you. And maybe you are just feeling really stuck and everyone around you is coming up with amazing sounding stuff and you just haven't got a clue what you actually want for yourself. You know, you're stuck, you're feeling overwhelmed, you're feeling the pressure to come up with something amazing, and you're feeling overwhelmed with what to focus on first. Well, fear not, because in today's conversation, I am going to be teaching you my very best aligned goal setting model, and you are going to get insight your perfect vision for 2024, tapping into what you really, really want, letting go of the shoulds on what sounds good and what you think you ought to be doing, you know, getting clarity and permission for what you really, really want. We're going to get some clarity on your values as well. And this is what makes gold sick. You know, really getting that connection with who you are at your core. And that is going to give you the fire in the belly that you need to actually make them happen. And I'm going to give you some knowledge on how to craft an unstoppable mindset. So when you hit those roadblocks, when you hit those obstacles, you are not knocked off course and just give up. And at the end of this conversation, you are going to have a bespoke action plan on what you need to do to make it happen. You know, what the steps are, what you actually need to do to make these goals happen, including the first steps that you can take today to get going. And it's going to feel awesome. And I have created a free template to help you make this happen. I've got it printed out here and ready for you. Apologies if you're listening to this rather than watching me. But you can get a free download to get this for yourself. No opt-in required. It's just available for you. It is in the notes for this conversation. There'll be a link for you to download that goal setting template, and you can use it. You can use this all the time. I use this model all the time. It's a really, really good one. And that's what I'm going to be teaching you today. So if you are new to my world, my name is Claire Akers. I am an authenticity coach. And what that means is I help women stand in their power and authority and get rid of their imposter syndrome so they can grow aligned and impactful businesses that change and rock their world. Okay, right, let's go then. So first off, let's talk about why goals don't work. And there's a lot of debate around whether we call them goals, whether you should be setting goals, whether it's better to have intentions and let the goals flow from them, whether it's all about setting a vision. You know, for me, that is just semantics. You can use the terms sort of interchangeably. But by and large, the reasons that goals don't work are at three, basically. And I call this the Goldilocks effect. So the first situation is your goals are too big. They're too big. They're too overwhelming. They sound awesome. You know, you've got these grand, grandiose plans that you can tell everybody out and they go, oh my gosh, that sounds amazing. But they're overwhelming and they just feel so big and so insurmountable. You're just overwhelmed before you start, basically. So that's one extreme, that goals are too big. And then on the other hand, your goals might be too small. They might be too modest. They might be so achievable, and this sounds counterintuitive, but they might be so achievable that you can't be bothered to get going. You think, well, yeah, absolutely, I could do that, but why bother? You know, they're not exciting. They don't kind of grip you in the gut and go, yeah, that is worth feeling uncomfortable. That is worth stepping outside my comfort zone. So you've got too big, you've got too small. And of course, just like Goldilocks, we want a goal that feels just right. And there is a sweet spot in between those two. The most important thing is that they are yours. So you want something that feels stretchy, you know, that takes you outside that comfort zone, that is so aligned to who you are and where you're going in your life and what you deeply, deeply desire, that it is worth stepping outside that comfort zone and being uncomfortable, you know, to making those changes, that is actually going to be important to you to make some changes. So we want that sweet spot in order to get the Goldilocks effect. Okay, so let's talk about the model that we're going to be going through today. Now, apologies if you are listening to this on the podcast. Like I say, there is a link in the notes where you can go and download this template wherever you are accessing this conversation. But if you can see me, this is the model we're going through today, and this is the download you get. Now, if you don't have the download, you can very, very easily draw this out on a piece of paper. This is my aligned action pyramid. And basically, you want to get the biggest piece of paper you can get your hands on, and you want to draw a massive triangle. And we're going to separate that into four layers. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, hopefully that makes sense to everybody. So let me just talk you through the layers, because these are really, really important. And going through these steps in order is the best way that I know to make your goals stick. So step one is the vision. You're going to label step one the vision. Now, vision is the foundation for anything. If you do not have a crystal clear vision of what you were trying to achieve, there is no point even starting. This is the heart. This is the foundation. This is the scaffolding for any initiative, any plan, any objective that you have. So we're going to get the vision right. So label the first layer, vision. And I'm going to talk you through in a moment how to get that vision. And then the second layer is values. Your core values. And I define values really, really simply. It's just something that you hold dear. If we cut you through the middle, your values will be running through you like a stick of rock. And getting really, really clear on what your values are and what's not your value and what you maybe think should be your value or you think sounds good, getting really clear and honest about what that is the second layer. And as long as you have those two foundational layers in alignment, so your vision and your values, you are so much more likely to achieve what you want to achieve. And then we come on to the third layer, and this is beliefs. Now, this is really, really key, and this is really, really important, because this is where most people get unstuck. They come up with this great vision that is aligned with their values. However, there is something floating around at the beliefs layer that means it is impossible to actually execute and achieve what they want to do. And so what happens is whenever they come up against a roadblock, whenever they hit an obstacle, wherever something doesn't go perfectly, they just chuck everything out because they think, oh, there's no point. I can't do that. I'm not worthy. I'm not enough. All the things, all that little voice that means that you can't have the resilience and the inner core belief that you need in order to make it happen. So we're going to take a look at what belief you need to nurture, to foster, to uphold in order to make that vision come true. So that is the third layer, beliefs. And then finally, we come onto the top layer, right at the apex of the pyramid, this little one here, and this is your aligned action. Now, you will notice this is right at the top and it is the smallest, because if you have layers 1, 2, 3 lined up and congruent, then the action itself is easy. The action itself is easy. It's so easy to come up with aligned action, to understand the steps that you need to take if the bottom three line up. And if it turns out to be a misstep, if it turns out to be the wrong course of action, it is so much easier to course correct and choose a different course of action if the bottom three are solid and in alignment. Hopefully that makes sense. Reach out to me if you have any questions on any of that. Right. Sorry, sip of water, a lot of talking today. Okay, this is your warning if you need to go and grab pen and paper, because we are going to do this live right now. Download the template, print it out, scribble all over it. If not, grab a massive piece of paper, draw out that model, and I'm going to take you through this model right now. And the invitation is as well, if I'm going a little bit quick for you, watch the recording of this. And pause me in between the sections, you know, really take the time to let this stuff percolate. Right. Okay. Let's go. So let's start with the vision layer. Now, I want you to imagine that it is January, let's say the 4th of January, 2025. And we're having a reunion, you and me. And we're having a call and we're sitting down together and you are bringing me a Polaroid of a typical day in the life. And I want you to imagine that I have waved my magic wand for you and I have granted you your absolute 10 out of 10, your utopia, your pinch me, I can't believe this is my life, dream life. You have had a corker of a year. You've smashed it. And I want you to bring me a Polaroid of a typical day in the life of what this looks like for you. And you're coming to this call and you are beaming and you are so excited to share what life looks like for you now. So I'm going to ask you some questions and I want you to answer the questions from that place of achievement and just feeling incredible. Okay, right, let's go. Oh, and I should mention as well, I'm going to throw a load of questions at you and I want you to write down in the visions layer of your pyramid, whatever comes up. Now, this is important. It's got to be pen to paper because it bypasses all the filters. I want you to just answer from the heart on this stuff. No judgment, no, I can't write that down. It doesn't make sense. Just write down whatever comes up. For some of the questions, you might get loads of information. For some of the questions, might be nothing. Just write down the ones that resonate with you. All right, let's go. So in this Polaroid from the 4th of January, 2025, what are you doing? What can you see yourself doing? Where are you? What can you see around you? What are you wearing? Who's around you? What are they wearing? What are they doing? What can you hear? What can you smell? What can you taste? How are you feeling in this Polaroid in January 2025? How are you feeling? What are you saying to yourself? What are other people saying about you? What have you achieved? When you look back over the year, when you look back over 2024, what are the big milestones that you've achieved? What obstacles have you overcome? What's next to achieve for you? What are you really, really proud of? And what advice has the you of January 2025 got for the you of today? Okay, so hopefully you've got some ideas from that. Feel free to watch it again, to listen again, and take it as slowly as you want to. And let these questions percolate. You may get flashes of vision, of inspiration, of, oh gosh, yes, that should have been in there. Feel free to come back and add to this vision. So that is your foundation. That is what we're going for achieving. So let's move on to the values layer. Now, remember, a value is something that you hold dear. And working out your values and your definition of your values and how they show up in your life, that is a whole separate conversation. So I'm going to save that for a different time. But for now, what values do you have that support that vision? What values do you hold that support that vision? What do you stand for? If we cut you down the middle, what values will be running through you like a stick of rock? And do they align with that vision that you have just come up with? Do you hold any values that might be in conflict with that vision that you come up with? Do you need to make any tweaks to that vision, either taking something away or enhancing it in order to support that vision? What are your core values and are they in alignment with that vision? Okay, let's move on to the beliefs layer. And remember, this is where goals become unstuck in this beliefs layer. So the first question, and don't write anything just yet. The first question is, when you think about that vision and your ability to achieve it, what does that little voice say to you about why you shouldn't or couldn't or wouldn't be able to achieve it? Stuff like, that's impossible for you. You'll never earn that much. The yeah buts, basically. We're looking to call out the yeah buts. And any yeah buts you are going to write outside the model, just on the side here, we're calling them out at this stage. And then step two is thinking, okay, what's the flip of this? How can I turn that little voice, that negative belief, into a supportive belief? So for example, if you had a little voice that was saying, gosh, you're too old to make that happen. You would write that outside the pyramid, and then you might flip that into, there's plenty of time. You have all the time and resources you need to achieve your dreams. Something like that. Hopefully make that make sense. Now, on the other hand, you may not have had any little voice that comes up to say why you couldn't or shouldn't achieve that vision. And so the question becomes, what do I need to believe in order to make that vision come true? Stuff like, I am good enough. I am worthy. I have all the time and resources available to me. Now is the perfect time to take action on this. You know, whatever it is, we're going to write down inside the model what you need to believe in order to support this vision. Okay, let's move on to the final step, which is all about aligned action. Now, how does aligned action differ from normal action? Now, you may have had some ideas about what you should be doing, what action you should be taking in order to achieve that vision or to achieve those goals. However, the reason we do it this way with the vision first is that we are seeking out the glimmers and the specks and the signs of inspiration that allow you to leap forward. You know, there may be certain logical steps that you can take in order to achieve your vision. However, what we are looking for is the flashes of inspiration that allow you to collapse time and space in order to leap forward leaps and bounds and achieve it a lot quicker, easier, in alignment with your values and who you are, and in a lot more fun. Hopefully that makes sense. So the question becomes, what inspired action would you like to take in order to start reaching your goals? So your action, the steps that you're going to take, you are going to be writing those in the top layer. Just write some ideas down. I'm not expecting you to have a fully formed plan pop into your mind, but just write down whatever comes into your mind. And then the question is, what is the first step towards making that happen? You remember in the visions section, I asked you what advice the January 2025 version has for you for today. What was that? Do that. How can you turn that into an action? Something that you can take action on today, even if it's tiny, to start making that happen. Okay, that completes today's training. I hope you have enjoyed it. I hope you've been inspired. I would love it if you would share with me what action you are planning on taking to start making that 2025 version of you an absolute inevitable reality. So there we have it. That's all for today. I hope you enjoyed today's conversation. Don't forget to like, rate, and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening. In case nobody's told you today, you're awesome. See you next time.